at the altar of the Jackal, undeniable charisma.
Look at this. We saw this on Raw this past week.
We agree to suffer. We can never be
the Jackal, I guess the manager of Kurgan.
Don't discount his words, Michael.
The ring on the poor, pathetic wretch who the Kurgan has, I say, suffer, maybe. Because in history and in life, there must be sacrifices made for the greater cause. And the cause, of course, is the revolution of the Jackal. Each and every week, I gaze out at the adoring eyes of a whole new crop of young men and women who have dubbed themselves Jackalites.
He's dangerous, I'm telling you. Everyone needs to take him seriously.
I have taken the Kurgan from a corporate sideshow attraction and made him the biggest, most feared man in the World Wrestling Federation. He is undeniably a genetic mutation. Everything about him is bigger than everyone else's. This man's hands, his arms, his legs. He's got a pituitary gland the size of a cantaloupe.
What?
It's pumping out growth hormone as we speak. He gets bigger every week. But the only thing that can surpass his sheer physical size is his desire to please me with his sheer unadulterated violence.
Kevin, we found somebody that talks
every
more than you do and says, please.
Every time the Kurgan lashes out an opponent, he is in fact lashing out for me. When he throws a clothesline, it's because someone in the WWF has pissed me off. When the Kurgan wraps that hand around someone's cranium and sends them to the hospital for a CAT scan,
it's
because
sidewalk
the
slam.
World Wrestling Federation corporate juggernaut has displeased me. So you see, his sheer physical size,
the paralyzer on the way, Lance Jade in all kinds of trouble.
Has made
there
us
it is,
the most powerful force in the World Wrestling Federation. And I am under legal threats from the WWF to make this man break the hold because bodies have started to disappear. And I may or I
it's
may
over.
Not, but I've been portrayed as pure evil. And I ask you one thing, what is evil? But good, tortured by its own hunger and
thirst.
Come on,
Jack, we gotta break this whole
torture. I think it's time to avoid a lawsuit.